I'm Catherine Moreau from the Mathematical Association of America, talking to the University of Chicago's Benson Farb. He will be delivering an invited address at the joint math meetings in Baltimore. So, Dr. Farb, what's the elevator pitch for your invited address?
The elevator pitch is basically I'm going to tell a story of discovery, and a journey that I went on with one of my PhD students, Tom Church, who, by the way, came to our PhD program at the age of 18. And what happened was we were working on a specific problem in topology, and we found a very complicated pattern. And after taking a lot of time figuring out how to describe the pattern, we looked around in mathematics and found it all over mathematics. So that's been pretty exciting. So we're still on this ride 4 years later, and I'm going to explain the story of discovery. And mathematically, to the audience, I'm going to relate a number of basic sort of fundamental objects from different areas of mathematics. And so three of them are braid groups. People may have heard of, people have of course seen pictures of braids, and you can sort of stick one on top of another and it's a group. That's the first object. The second object are just polynomials and their roots, which of course is bread and butter for mathematicians. And the third kind of object is the theory of permutation. And so these three things are intricately wound together, and we were particularly inspired by the work of Vladimir Arnold in the 1960s. So that's where we discovered this kind of pattern. Anyway, so it's going to be very concrete. It's about polynomials and braids and things like that.
All right. What audience will your talk be accessible to, and what do you want listeners to take away?
Well, I actually have the fantasy that it will be accessible to everyone, including undergraduates. And I actually believe this to be true. And in fact, I would say part of the usefulness of the talk, or at least my goal, will be to explain this kind of journey of discovery. And so that, even for the non-mathematician, at that level, I think at the very least, people can take away the narrative of how math is discovered and how you should follow your nose from this very specific problem. We work on a very specific problem in topology, and we found all these connections all over mathematics, but that's because we just went where the math took us. So that's the first thing. The second thing I'll say is that most of the mathematical content really will be accessible even to undergraduates. At the end of the day, I'm going to talk a lot about polynomials and permutations and braids, which everybody can sort of visually see. I'm going to say hopefully interesting things about them. And of course, underlying a lot of the mathematics is incredibly sophisticated mathematics that I'm not going to talk about. But one thing I've loved about this project is that while we're using sort of sophisticated mathematics, we're saying new things about very basic objects that people know, and relating simple things that people already know, we're maybe shedding some new light on them, even with polynomials. In fact, that's why I always like math like that. You know, I know I'm doing some kind of mathematics if I'm telling you something about polynomials, even if it's already known, if I'm showing it in a new way. So in that sense, I think basically the whole thing should be accessible to undergraduates. And I guess what I want them to take away, which is your second part of your question, I would say two things. There's, as I said, the story of discovery. Three things here. At worst, I want people to take away three amazing mathematical facts. Probably none of them will be due to me, but that's fine. There's some amazing math facts that you'll definitely learn from this talk. Most are due to Arnold. And so at worst case, you'll walk away with those three. I always like to do that in a talk. So even if you don't care about what I did, that you'll care about, you'll learn some great stuff. And finally, I guess, of course, secretly, I want to inspire people to read our sequence of papers, which started with Tom Church, and then Jordan Ellenberg is now joined, starting with the second paper, and he's been on our journey with us ever since. So that's it.
Great. We look forward to hearing your talk in Baltimore.